We now present Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith.
Thank you very much. My friends, I have brought you so many Bible messages and preached to you so much and discussed so many different things. When I leave recorded messages, and they're usually simple Bible, practical, down-to-the-earth gospel messages. You know, I think simplicity, as someone has said, is truth's most becoming garb. I never like to hear a fellow strut. I don't like a preacher that puts on the pulpit. I like folks to be natural, be at ease. Nothing in Christianity that keeps a man doing that if he just looks at it right. I think sometimes when we get a preacher's voice, it's a sort of a build-up, you know. I've got a preacher's voice now. I'm in the pulpit. And we're away from life. Life is not divided into the secular and the sacred, as I've told you so many times. If we just get that slant, it makes all the difference in the world. We tell our students out here at the school, it's just as sacred to get your mathematics and your Latin and your Greek as it is to read your Bible. If you are right, whatsoever you do in word or deed, you do all for the glory of God. And if you do everything for the glory of God, everything's all right. And it looks like the older I get, the heavier the burden and the greater the responsibilities. The contacts that we've built up over the years, all over the world, you just can't turn loose very well. Unless the Lord just takes you away, or He comes and takes us all away. And all over the world, we have these contacts. Young people here. It's a very interesting thing. I think sometimes people wonder about it. They wonder, well, how does Bob Jones University get along? How do they carry on? Well, I'll tell you how. We've got more folks for us than you know. You'd be surprised. Now, you take the churches right here in this section of South Carolina. All the folks in these churches are not for Bob Jones University. Not all of them. You never have all of them. But we got some good friends in every one of them. We got folks that are loyal to Bob Jones University and believe what we're doing. And they know we're right, see. Well, if you have a few in one church and a few in another church and a few in another church, well, usually they're the best folks. The folks that are for us are usually the best folks. Sometimes you find a man that even isn't a Christian, but he's a sensible, reasonable man. And he sees Bob Jones University and knows what we're doing. And naturally, he's friendly. He says, well, I don't agree with them, but they sure must be doing a good work. And then the students here command respect. And then the high-class programs we have, people have to respect those. But there's a spiritual element in all the churches nearly in the world, a spiritual element. The best folks, they are for Bob Jones University. The most orthodox preachers, the most evangelistic preachers, the most spiritual preachers. They're saying, well, God's there, and the Bible said they would be for us. That's clear in the Bible. They that know God hear us. Like I've said so many times, you don't have to sell music to a musician. You just go to play the fiddle, and his little fiddle in his heart goes playing too, you see. So God is so wonderful and so good. And all over this country, and practically all over the world, we have people for us. Now, they'll never all get together until the Lord comes. But they're all sympathetic and they're all understanding. And our students have gone everywhere. But wherever we go, they're our folks. They come in. They're nice people. Some of them are school teachers. Some of them are housewives that met their husbands here. And they pick up their little children and say, now, Dr. Bob, you and Dr. Bob Jr., keep that school right now. I want that kind of place in my child, see? Well, all right, now, it's remarkable. It's one of the most interesting things that I've ever known. Now, when I founded this school, I didn't really start out. I just felt impelled to do a job, to create a base of testimony. But I never sat back and evaluated all these things, except evaluate the position we took. I was sure I was right about that. And when I saw what God has wrought, and go around the world and see them on the mission field, and foreign students have come here and gone back, and see what God has done throughout this country. I'm telling you right now, it's miraculous. We have no convention back of us. We have no conference back of us. We can't get up and holler Baptist loyalty, or Methodist loyalty, or Presbyterian loyalty. All we can holler is to be loyal to Jesus Christ, and if Bob Jones University is doing his work, we can just say, come on, be loyal to us. We try to be ladies and gentlemen and treat people right. We try to meet our obligations. We try to put on high-class programs. We try to bring good, clean young people here and keep them clean and Christian. And it's wonderful what God wrote. I tell you, it's miraculous. The miracle is that we could have this kind of school in this kind of day. Now, I just got touched this morning a little bit because I picked up a letter that I want to read to you. Now, I don't remember, to be perfectly frank with you. I can't remember this lady that wrote me, and I can't remember the daughter to whom she refers. There have been so many people here through the years. Now, this letter comes from Maine, and I just want to read to you. Dear Dr. Bob, in 1947-48, now you can go back and count, my daughter spent a year at Bob Jones University, and was a great blessing not only to her, but to us as well. Now, she means but to her and her husband. That girl came down here and took a blessing back home. She wasn't here but 1 year. She may have taken our secretary course. I don't know. Now, she said, I have just sold my home, and I'm sending you a check for $500 in memory of my husband. Gives him his name. I pray it help in your work for God. Now, that just think about it. Now, that's the way up in Maine. Here's a letter. $500 sent down here. You know, it's a strange thing how people around here in this town, good people, never cursed some of them to send a check out here with all the building burdens we have and all that. It never occurs to them. They get all their blessings. It's businessmen in this town. Some of them get plenty of business from out here. We bring folks from all over the world here and spend their money here. Now, here's a woman way up in Maine, and she sends us down here. Now, her heart responds. See? You know, that's one glorious thing about it. They that know God, the Bible says, hear us. They have something in their heart that responds. Now, this woman up there, husband's dead. Her daughter was here. Daughter went home a changed person, no doubt, with a different slant on life. The mother may have been a little concerned about it when she said, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to make her. But she came down here, and the daughter got such a blessing, and mother got blessed through that. And now husband's dead. She sold a home and sent $500 down here in memory of her husband. That money will be spent in Greenville. Letters come here from all over the world, money sent in here. But now what I'm telling you is this. We don't appeal to a majority of people, maybe in the church. Now, businessmen respect us as business people, see. A good businessman says, well, they're certainly efficient. People that love culture say, well, we appreciate the culture. Somebody else says, well, we appreciate this and we appreciate that. And good, sensible men, sensible people, have an appreciation for something out here. Educational people appreciate that. The teachers in South Carolina, superintendents of school, are glad to have our teachers. We can't supply the demand in the world. They're just right here from all over the world, our teachers. They go out, they're blessings to communities, they have culture, they have practical sense. They've been trained along the right line. Well, we furnish a lot of teachers for South Carolina. They came here from a distance, some of them, teaching the state. All the surrounding territory, at this time of crisis. We've sent these preachers all over this country. Why, everywhere we go in one of these banquets that we have, there'll be maybe a half a dozen or a dozen pastors of churches there. On the mission field, hundreds and hundreds of them, maybe nearly 1,000 missionaries around the world. There's a couple here have been brought back right here from over in Africa, that uprising over there, brought home by the government. Back here, we're out here and had lunch at school yesterday. Both of them are graduates of our school. And the mother of the wife moved here from Texas to put some of her other children here in school. They live in town here now. Now, here they are. Our voice of this school is around the world. We give you a lot of sermons on this station, a lot of religious programs, Bible programs. You have special numbers here. We give a large part of our time out here for special messages. But this is a spiritual message. Now, I want all of you Christian people, all of you, to pray as you've never prayed for Bob Jones University. Another year is here. And we need your prayers. Won't you pray for us? It isn't easy today. You know, there's a deterioration of character all over the world. Every year, character is deteriorating in America. The character of this nation is deteriorating. It's deteriorating. We may be wise on certain circumstances, but certain positions we're taking. But the character of this nation is deteriorating. We had just well to face it. This nation's in great danger. But God called Bob Jones University into existence. As long as we can have religious liberty in this country. But that may get in danger someday. That may get in danger. We may lose the old religious liberalism of Protestantism in America. We don't watch out. is a great movement today for a great ecclesiastical dictator machine to take over the whole world. You're in great danger, men and women. Don't forget it. But while it's called today, we need to work all we can. May God help us to be faithful. Now, this check came in here, all the way from Maine down here, to be spent in this town, $500, sent in here, to carry on this work of God. I want you to pray for us. I want you to pray for Bob Jones University as you've never prayed. God called this school to existence for this day, and we're doing a job today, a definite job that isn't being done in the same way by any institution on this continent. And won't you pray? Now, if there's any local folks here that want to come here to school, we never put on any pressure. You can get as good academic advantage out here and get in the world, Christian culture, atmosphere, if you want to come. We'll be glad to have you. We can take care of more day students. Our dormitories are getting filled up. We want you to pray for us. And now, listen just a minute. If you have some of God's money that you'd like to invest in this work right here at your own door, if you have some, we'd appreciate it. If you don't want to, all right. We get along, God will help us some way. But if we have, we'd appreciate it. But I want all you folks, whether you have money or not, that love the Lord, to pray that God will give us this year the greatest and most victorious and most spiritual year we've ever had. Now, put us on your prayer list as never before. Our Heavenly Father bless us. Keep us faithful and true out here, and help us to be true to Thy Word, true to the Lord Jesus Christ, and lead us by Thy Spirit, for Jesus' sake. Amen.
You have just heard Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith. This program is sponsored by Bob Jones University.